Proclamation number 7464 of 27th of November, 1959. Using the time on earth to break free from the mold. Jesus Christ. The plan of redemption takes place according to a just order. Every phase has to be passed through by the once fallen original spirit, and every phase has to be regarded as a time of probation for the spiritual being, which therefore cannot be arbitrarily omitted or skipped. And that is why redemption also requires a certain time which, however, can then be terminated in the stage as a human being or also be endlessly prolonged again, but which always required an endlessly long time before, until this embodiment as a human being once takes place. This time of pre-embodiment can indeed also be somewhat shortened when the beingness gives up its hard resistance and now ascends in lighter deformation, but this shortening of time is minimal in relation to the time where the being is still bound in hard form and is to free itself from it. Thus you humans lack the concept of estimation for this period of time, and you have to be content with the fact that you have already lived on this earth for endless times before you are allowed to experience the grace of embodiment as a human being. And therefore you should value and appreciate this grace particularly highly and do everything in order to finally get rid of your last form, in order not to be begotten again into hard matter and to have to travel the agonizing path once more if you fail. You can truly speak of eternities, since you walk your path separated from God and are wretched, but you yourselves can put an end to this state, and therefore you are informed again and again of what your task on earth consists of, to redeem yourselves from a captivity which has already lasted for eternities. You can do it, for many means of help are at your disposal. You need not have traveled the earthly path in vain. You have a completely certain guarantee for your redemption, the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ himself, who ransomed you from captivity with his blood on the cross. Without his help you would truly be too weak to complete the work of redemption. But with him you can do it, for he helps you to do so. He provides you with strength where you alone are too weak. He sets you free from your previous lord if only you have the will to let him redeem you. Then your earthly life can be completely finished. You can be released from all external forms and re-enter your true home as a pure spirit. The endless time of your imprisonment has now come to an end because your will has proven itself, because it turned to the one who alone can bring you salvation, to Jesus Christ, in whom the eternal deity embedded himself in order to redeem you, in order to redeem your guilt of sin, which resulted in this long distance from God. But your earthly life is only short and therefore you must do everything in order to attain this redemption before the death of your body, so that you will not enter the kingdom of the beyond still bound, where your redemption will be far more difficult, because your free will applies thereto, because you yourselves must want to find redemption through Jesus Christ. Don't let the time on earth pass without having seriously worked on your redemption, without having surrendered yourselves to the one who alone can set you free from sin and death. Remember the endless time you already had to cover and now make use of the gift of grace of embodiment as a human being by seeking the bond with Jesus Christ, who died for you on the cross in order to end your eternity-long state of torment and to open up the kingdom of light for you, so that you can enter it after your earthly life and be blissfully happy again and remain as you were in the beginning. Amen.